enjoy streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. A magnitude 5.2 earthquake followed by some two dozen aftershocks rattling Southern California last night.
I thought the car was shaking when it was windy, and so I couldn't discern what it was, but when my wife texted me, she told me it was an earthquake.
From Orange County to Bakersfield to Fresno, people said they felt it.
Oh, just like earthquake. But it's just so natural, you know, we have them so much lately.
No reports of any major damage or injuries. In the wake for the White House, Vice President Kamala Harris held her first joint campaign appearance with her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Thank you, Madam Vice President, for the trust you put in me, but maybe more so, thank you for bringing back the joy.
On the Republican side, Trump's running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, wasted no time attacking Walz as an extreme liberal. Both campaigns traveling to several battleground states with about 90 days till the election. And travel up and down the East Coast, a mess thanks to summer storms and tropical storm Debbie dumping heavy rain and flooding. This is ABC News. New. A Missouri member of Congress, who's also a member of the so-called squad of progressive Democrats, has lost her re-election bid after Tuesday's Democratic primary.
In a race that gained national attention, St. Louis County prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell beat out incumbent Congresswoman Cori Bush.
This was a tough race.
Yes, sir.
And as I've said before, anyone that I ran against, they may be an opponent, but they are not an enemy.
With Missouri's first congressional district being heavily Democratic, Bell will likely win the general election in November. Jill Enders, ABC News, St. Louis.
Japanese automaker Nissan has unveiled a paint that it says will keep vehicles cooler, 22 degrees cooler on the roof and about 9 degrees cooler on the interior. Nissan says the paint reflects sunlight better and creates electromagnetic waves that redirect energy away. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
And now for the Pella Play-by-Play, I'm Jeff Levering alongside Gina Della from Pella.
Thanks, Jeff. How do you say welcome?
With a new entry door from Pella.
Say it with color.
Like baseball bat oak or foul pole yellow?
Say it with class.
Like following players' unwritten baseball rules?
With clarity.
Like a no-doubter shot off the scoreboard.
And with this great deal, 0% interest for up to 3 years with no money down in equal payments.
That's the ball game. A Pella walk-off.
Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The two major presidential campaigns will hold competing events in Eau Claire Wednesday. Vice President Kamala Harris has had plans to hold a rally in Eau Claire since last week. Late Monday, Republican running mate J.D. Vance also announced plans to speak in Eau Claire. Stay tuned to the Civic Media station for live coverage. Meanwhile, Democrats say they're enthusiastic about having Tim Walz as Harris's running mate. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler.
We know Tim Walz. He knows us. We love him. Everyone in Wisconsin knows and loves someone like Tim Walz. And I think he's going to be a powerhouse fighter and champion to win this election.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin Republicans are trying to cast Walz as pushing the Democratic Party further to the left. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers shut out the Braves.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opened their series in Atlanta last night with a stunning 10-0 shutout of the Braves. Pat Murphy shuffled the batting order and got results, including a pair of home runs from Willy Adames.
First hitter of the game, Terang set the tone, and then William comes up big with after two strikeouts and hits the ball down the line. Willy obviously has a huge night. William has a nice night. A lot of guys contributed, and you know that's what it's about.
NFL, when the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland Saturday, you'll see Jordan Love play playing in a preseason game. Now, Aaron Rodgers did not touch the field in a preseason game his final 4 years in Green Bay under Matt LaFleur. Why the change?
Just going through, kind of reevaluating the last couple of years when we've had guys not play, and then last year having all the guys play. I thought it was beneficial for us early on, especially week one, just to kind of knock some of the rust off. I think there's a lot of value of going through just getting your mind right to get ready to play a football game.
As Matt LaFleur with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We will get into the upper 70s to around 80 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a sprinkle or two possible. Otherwise, partly cloudy, low of 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Kamala Harris is in Eau Claire with her new running mate, Tim Walz. Jim Santel filling in for Maggie Dawn.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Wednesday to you.
It's Wednesday, right?
Happy Wednesday to you.
Yeah.
Good looking morning. Boy, yesterday turned out to be a beautiful afternoon, didn't it?
That's great.
Just nice.
I told you I spent last Friday when I cleaned the garage and just moving some stuff around.
Say something about you. About that. I was reading these. I don't know why I get these pop-up things all the time, but I'm big into like inspirational little things. And
excuse me.
One of the big things is, you know, the endorphins.
Yeah.
So, okay. And they talked about that, just how like cleaning a garage or a room that kind of bugs you, but you don't really know it's bugging you, but it does. And then when that does so much for you.
Oh, it gives you energy.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And there's no doubt. And it gets your wife off your back.
But I mean, you don't have to go out and win a trophy someplace or get public acclaim. Right. But by doing something like that, what that does for you is really something else.
And, you know, I probably read the same article, but if you have your to-do list, like write it down and then scratch it off and go back and forth like a number of times. You like actually feel really good.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I kicked your butt.
I did it. So
look at this.
Anyway, yes. Hey, you want me to sell something for you on Marketplace, right?
Yeah.
That I had a, we had a full size bed that my daughter never used, and I put it on Marketplace.
Full size what?
Bed with the frame, mattress, and it's like this kid called, not called, but whatever, he texted or whatever it's called, and said, look, can I buy it? And then he wanted a discount. I'm like, nah, I think I priced it right. He goes, oh, okay, so he comes over, and he's this kid from New Holstein. Like, aren't they the nicest people in New Holstein?
And you absolutely gotta admit,
they really are. Going to college. He's going to college down in Iowa. And so I gave him a hell of a deal. I'm like, this that's is nice. Awesome you're doing, you know? So,
you know, I saw a thing too about
that. I felt better than making.
That's awesome. I agree. I understand that too. But I saw a guy who does that a lot. Okay. And he said, okay, let me give you a little advice for the buyers. Okay. Let's say I've got something for sale for $1,000. Let's just say.
Mm.
Okay.
And that would be pretty high, but let's say $500.
Let's say $500.
Yeah.
And somebody calls and they say, hey, I was looking at that. Would you be willing to take $450?
Right.
Probably, yeah. Okay. Because I'm driving a long way, you know, to come see it. And, five seems a little high. Okay. So you come there and then they're going to say, would you take $400 or $425? And it's like, wait a minute now. You don't understand. You just gave me all the leverage. Because I could say no, and now you got to drive a really long ways away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like with that little negotiating thing, never say, well, I drove 3 hours to get here.
Right.
Then you lose all leverage when you do that.
You're going to drive back.
The art of negotiation.
You're going to drive back with an empty truck.
Exactly.
I do think things that are on Facebook Marketplace – they really want to sell them.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of wiggle room in this price.
I'm not a good I've never bought it. I don't negotiate. I would just, if I'm going to buy something, I generally always will simply buy it. I'm not one of those people that go to a flea market and say, would you take a dollar for this instead of a $1.50?
Oh, man, John, that's half the fun.
Really? I'm not that guy.
Okay, me either. I'm not.
You don't know. I'm just not at all.
Tell you guys a little story.
I'm really uncomfortable with that.
Okay, I'll tell you guys a little story, and I just want to tell you.
But I would be the same way if I was selling stuff. If somebody said, would you, I'd say no.
Yeah.
I'd say, I'll throw it away. I'll donate it. No.
Right. You could say that too. I'd rather give it away than sell it at that price. But that flashback to one of our like sessions we had at Harvard. They gave you a list.
Hey, no, Todd, ring it. Hit the
bell.
No,
I just want to
hit the bell.
I just want to tell you, they give you a list.
When I was at Harvard.
They give you
How do you just drop a line like that at 6:10 in the morning?
When I was at Harvard. This has to do with negotiation. This is one of the exercises we went through is on negotiation. They give you a sheet of paper with a story on. Your son has leukemia, and then the other guy gets a sheet that just says you have this piece of fruit that's of value. The fruit can help the kid, so you negotiate.
I am so lost. I have no idea where he's going.
I went to Wasabi State Junior College, and then the biggest party school in America at Arizona State.
All right, anyway.
And I think we were a little bit more logical than this, but go ahead.
Okay,
get to the point.
The point is that everyone either had to, it was negotiation, but you had something they wanted, they had something you wanted, right? And you negotiated, and I just want to say that out of all the groups, I got the highest price.
Todd, would you translate that for me?
I don't know, there's something about fruit. And
this poor kid with
cancer.
Doesn't sound good.
No.
Poor kid wants. Now, if I understand
did
this
correctly.
Did the
kid want the fruit?
Right. And you got a higher price for the fruit? Is that what you're saying? The poor kid with cancer?
Needs the fruit?
I did. I got the most. And then the guy said, look, my kid's got this and that. And I'm like, well, I have what he needs because this fruit. And I just want to say, John, out of all the groups, I got the highest price. Which says to me that I can have a good negotiator.
What says to me, you're the dumbest people that ever went to Harvard in your class.
Now, that is a true statement. That I'm not going to disagree with. I don't have the story down right. My point was that we had a negotiating session, and I just don't tell you that. And it was a blind. I don't remember.
I will just say this. If I ran across a kid that had cancer,
I'd give him the fruit.
Yeah. There you go. In fact, here's five more apples.
Absolutely.
You know what? Yep. You guys just wait. No. Because you guys are going to think I have ice in my veins after that story.
Poor kid for a piece of fruit?
No, I was.
And you're negotiating it with them to get the best deal? Wow.
Little Timmy.
No, wasn't.
Yeah.
That's not
Daddy's
the story.
Daddy's going to have to pay. Ching, ching.
That wasn't the story. That's not the way I presented it wrong. Come on, 6:12. Okay. Anyway, my point in all this.
Maybe the kid got scurvy.
No,
I forgot. Bring that bell up for whoever said that.
I would have. Yeah, that wasn't the story. Okay. Well, anyway, my point was.
I was watching a movie came on that I really liked. It was from the 80s. You guys remember Mr. Mom?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember that movie? You had to have seen Mr. Mom. Michael Keaton. Auto worker in Detroit, executive loses his job. His wife has to go back to work. He has to take care of the kids.
Okay.
But anyway, there's a funny scene that was on, and this was just on like 2 weeks ago. And he was telling the auto workers before they all got laid off, well, you know what? It's just like I saw a movie the other night, Rocky, okay? And he got knocked down, but did he quit? No, he didn't quit. You talking Rocky 1, Rocky 2? Huh? I don't remember. It must be 2. Okay. And then he goes, okay, was that against Apollo Creed or the big Russian dude? Huh? Okay, you know what? Forget Rocky.
That's the way I'm feeling right now. Yeah. The guy's point was when you get knocked down, get up. And then he got into too much detail and screwed up the story just like I did with my negotiation.
Was that Drago? But I feel uncomfortable trying to negotiate with somebody. I do for a lower price. I remember one time.
If you feel uncomfortable doing that, just say to him, is there any room in this? And the guy, a lot of people say, like, how much?
I know
they
do.
$25. All right, I'll do it.
Some people, I think no matter what the price is,
They got to negotiate.
They've got to negotiate to feel like they won. True?
That is. But, John, I don't think.
I mean, they might have $8 million in the bank, and they're buying an item at a garage sale for $4.
And they're selling an apple to a kid with cancer.
No, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But I just, I can't.
I read this article. Now, this one I got straight. This guy was talking about people like you're talking about. And I think, I guess I can't make the statement that all of us have a little negotiating in us because you don't like doing that. But you know where that happens, you guys? Sometimes it's at farmers markets.
And oh, I believe it.
And this guy said, look, stop doing that. You'll feel better. Look, they're raising these crops probably for their kids, a lot of them. And don't feel like you got a victory if you took a couple
dollars
off.
That's what I mean.
And I thought that was like really cool. I don't negotiate a little bit, but maybe on the flowers because there's a lot of them.
I had a bad experience one time. One summer, it's like, I got to make some money. Night crawlers were, you know, not quite, it was dry, so we weren't getting a lot of night crawlers. Wasn't finding a lot of bottles and scrap iron and everything. So I went around to cut grass. So one of our neighbors was Mary Terzaghi. Mary Terzaghi was about 5 feet tall and 5 feet wide. Okay, nice lady, but okay, lived by herself. And she lived real
with hilly. The cats.
We lived in kind of like, in a hilly area. And I said, Mary, I'll cut your grass for like $2, okay? Okay, her lawnmower was one of the old kind with the blades. Oh, wow. Not electric lawn, not a power lawnmower. Remember the old kind?
Yeah.
Push kind with the thing? That was her lawnmower. I was like 10 or 11, and I was dying.
Yeah.
And about halfway through, I said, hey, Mary, Mr. Terzaghi, I'm going to have to ask you for more money. This is a lot harder.
There you go.
Okay, there you go. And you know what she did? She said, you can go home. She walked behind that thing. Nothing to it. She did it herself. Well, and humiliated me. I could still see her with those big forearms.
Maybe that was her turning point.
And I walked home in shame. And that just taught me a lesson. I never wanted that feeling again.
Yeah. That wasn't very nice of her, especially to a kid. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have given them the orange.
No.
Okay, anyway.
Okay.
I'm sorry that happened to you, John.
Yeah.
Because I told you how I made a little bit of money. I would go to these household auctions. And at the end, it's just they just sell a box, even though it's in there for a dollar. And then I would buy the box, and then I would go through and sell the things that are in their purses and stuff to, like, my sisters or neighbors doing that. But I had more positive experience when I was a little kid selling and negotiating than you did.
Because
people would say, I'll, you know, give you $2 for it, and it's like, no, it's three or whatever.
No, I hate that. Even to go get a car, even if I was going to buy a car, I don't want to. I just say, what's the real price? I mean, let's just, you know.
Like, there's a dealership that does that. They don't negotiate anymore.
Oh, really?
I threw the guy a price, and we don't negotiate
anymore. They don't have to. It seems like car dealerships don't have to anymore, do they?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was, and I don't know.
It's a car dealer's market, it seems like, versus a buyer's market.
A little bit like real estate. It was a couple of years ago. But
you're right.
There weren't a lot of used cars on the market. And but this guy, not even like $500, like nothing.
Like, no.
He's like, no, this is the price. And
I would absolutely rather go to a place like that than a place that maybe they artificially
increase it. Yeah,
increase it, knowing that you're going to talk him down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I felt like you did with the lady with the lawnmower.
Humiliated? Is that how I felt? I did a walk of shame going home. So did I. But my dad's like, hey, how'd it go? I'm like, oh.
I did a drive of shame because I did buy the car, but I was real happy. But anyway, I don't know. Sometimes it's fun. As long as you can both win, you know?
You know what I might do next summer? Go to Harvard. You guys had a quick break. Mind on the Mirror, back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Welcome back. I know the mayor here. I know Wednesday morning. Todd, you know we always say all of our guests are like cooler than us that come in here?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Our texters are more creative than us. Yeah. Todd, can you read the text machine for us, please?
Sure. Wow. One text says, no heart, Jim. Mm-hmm. No heart. Another one says, maybe another cup of coffee, Jim. And then the third one says, Jim is so excited talking about screwing over kids with cancer and rummage sales. He's talking incredibly fast.
Oh, it's just not true. I had the story wrong. And I love kids.
Please, we are not trying to make light of kids with cancer in the slightest way.
No, absolutely not.
But for him to come out with this weird analogy about an orange.
Don't blame me. Don't blame me. Blame the school.
Do you know the movie Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's the guy with the cage walking around. Lollipops.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
I smell children.
You know what? I think I had the story wrong.
Oh.
I got to think about this at the break. This is not making me look good.
And I just want to say that.
As a factory worker said in Mr. Mum, he ain't never seen no damn Rocky.
Moving on. Okay. Hey, I was, okay, moving off money, negotiating. Hey, I was,
I'm sorry. That one's going to live with me.
John, that's not what happened, though.
Hey, so you got an orange. You got an orange. You got cancer. I won. It was Harvard. I got the highest grade.
There was something more to it.
All the promos I want to make out of that one.
Absolutely.
No, there was something more to it. If I sold the orange for the highest price, maybe I could save. So I don't know. I'm gonna have a hard time finding that. But okay. I
would love to see it.
I know. Anyway,
okay.
Back to my point. Hey, so speaking of, not really speaking of them, we'll shift gears here. I was reading, how you read those inspirational.
Yeah,
I like those things. I know you do.
What book I keep on my, I keep two books like on my desk, although my desk is just a little dining room table right now, but
yes.
One is Make Your Bed.
Well, yeah, that's a great book.
And then the other is the Stoics, Wisdom of the Stoics. Have you ever read that?
No, I don't even really know what it means.
Oh, Todd, would you do me a favor?
Sure.
Could you look up Stoic Thought of the Day? I'll give you an example of one. It's from way back of the Greeks, from way, way, way back.
Huh.
Way back.
Yeah.
So just choose any of them?
Yeah.
Nature had the impulse to create an orderly world. Remember this, and you will face many things more calmly.
Ah, see? Give me another one, Todd.
Okay, well, no. You live by that, John.
Yeah, I do.
It is best to reject straight away.
You're the last guy to see an orderly world. Unless it starts with John Minow, of course. Jeez.
It is best to reject straight away the first inducements to anger, to resist it from the very beginning.
John, you should read that. Print that out and give it to John so he can read it. You can read.
Forget the Stoic. You ain't never read no Stoic book.
Yeah. You got that on the coffee table.
Why'd you print those two times?
To impress people. You got that on the... Oh, wow. Did you see that book when they're driving home? Did you see that book on his table? Yeah, wow. He's really be something.
We just got a text. We read Make Your Bed as a read aloud in class.
Oh, it's excellent.
Ask him what grade they were. What?
Brian, what grade were you in?
Almost doesn't matter in some ways.
No, I'm saying it does. I'm just curious because I think like we all read Old Yeller and we had to read, what was the book that everybody read? Oh, God. Okay. Hey,
Tale of Two Cities?
No.
We had that one. That. All right.
We know that kind of time. We're that smart. I was reading, like you talk, read those inspirational. I was reading life's people who, this guy, who's like a male nurse guy, went to see people who were dying.
Is that, okay, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
I think we're supposed to drop the term male nurse. I think we're just, I think
I read that society. Book.
I understand, but I was reading something where it's like male nurses are a little bit offended when you say male nurse, that they're just nurses now. True?
That seems like that would make the most sense, wouldn't it, at this point?
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't say
get a sentence she's a female doctor.
Right, or a female teacher or a maid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, can I finish?
No, but wouldn't you agree with that? It's kind of not. There's so many of them that do that. I know a lot of guys from the military go into nursing.
There's a lot of good money in that.
There's a lot of.
Oh, the money's amazing. There's a lot of.
Why wouldn't you say there's a lot of male nurses? What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but you don't have to say male.
There's a lot of nurses?
Yeah.
Well, that's not. There's a lot of nurses.
You said you got a friend who's a male nurse.
Yes.
What I'm saying is, I think they're trying to get to the point now where it's just.
I've got a friend who's a nurse. And he.
Oh, all right.
You see what I mean?
It's not that important that he's a he. That I was just making conversation. You guys totally interrupted me and now threw me off track. I don't remember what I was talking about.
We got these two texts. Was it Where the Red Fern Grows or Lord of the Flies?
Those are books that
a lot of kids. Yeah. I never read either one of those, to be honest with you.
Let's not get into
the book. You don't remember the book again.
Be pretty quiet.
All right. Okay, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Wait, come on. Okay. I forgot what I was talking
about.
Worked in hospice.
Okay.
And people's biggest regrets.
Okay.
And
what are they?
The common thread's unbelievable. I mean, you can Google that, but a lot of it was that they spent too much time working.
I believe it.
Sure. Yeah, me too.
You know what? And isn't that sad? You know, you're laying there with cancer and it's like, you know.
Yeah.
But that takes guts to say, wouldn't you say, like, what are the happiest things you've done instead of what are your biggest regrets? I mean, that's not a good way to go out, thinking of negative. But anyway.
I can see that, though.
Yeah. There's like 10 of them.
It's like, I've seen that when you're on your deathbed, you're not going to sit back and say, man, I sure am glad I worked that extra weekend instead of taking the kids to the whatever. Well, that's true.
There's stuff about kids' baseball games that they missed. And
really?
Like, I think that's sad to be on your deathbed thinking of the negatives.
Right.
I would rather say, like, I did a radio show with John Mino.
Yeah.
Like, that was just, like, the highlight
biggest
of my
regret?
Life.
Oh, highlight.
I'd say, okay, is there anything positive you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think you read that. I read, and then once I started reading that, if you Google that, there's like 30 things people say. There's the five top things. And
what are the other ones? I'm actually curious about this.
I kind of got into that. And then I was kind of looking a little bit at bucket list things, but I didn't get to that. But I read one of your inspirational quotes. No, I know what it was.
Mine?
Whatever. So I got into this reading about regrets. Yeah, Todd, there's the thing. You can do that. There's the top five, top 10 in there. It's sad to why people didn't do that. You know, a lot of it was like living my true self. You know, I think I've overcome that. It wasn't like,
I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. I wish I had let myself be happier.
Nice.
You know what? It was the stay in touch with friends that got me. Yeah. Because I could tell you a story. I got 1 minute.
This would be a tenth of a story.
Okay. I needed to call the president of Nicolet Bank because I'm working on this campaign, right? Mike Daniels.
Yeah.
That's his name. He's a good friend of yours.
Yeah.
And I had to call him because we have a meeting coming up. And I was going to the meeting or in the conference room. They said, call Mike Daniels, ask him about this and this. I'm okay. So I scrolled through my phone and I hit Mike Daniels. This guy, I said, hey, Mike, Jim Schmidt. Mayor, how you doing? It was Mike Daniels who used to play for the Packers.
Oh, I had the same thing yesterday.
He's going to come to Green Bay and call us. He's coming.
Todd,
let's stick around. We'll tell that story on the other side. Yeah.
Sure, I had
that was
same
weirdest
thing.
I haven't talked to him in 5 years.
I had the same thing happen to me yesterday with a guy versus Todd.
Really? You go scroll so fast. Boom.
The exact same thing.
Yep. Isn't that weird? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay, quick break. Back after this.
Life's good.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The dairy industry continuing to review the federal milk marketing order reform guidelines that were released about a month ago. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And I'll tell you what, Wisconsin dairy producers better pay attention. Dr. Leonard Polzin, University Extension dairy economist in River Falls, says although these federal milk orders may not decide prices, they definitely influence them.
When you're thinking of what the federal orders do and what they are, is to think of them almost as a traffic cop for dairy markets. They don't set the prices. The market sets the prices. They're a mechanism in which a lot of our trafficking, policing happens within dairy pricing, right? They're the mechanism in which some of the math happens, in which some of the transmission of information, price discovery information, things like this happen. So oftentimes you'll hear somebody say, oh, federal orders set a minimum price. No, they don't set it. The market does.
Dr. Leonard Polzin, University Extension dairy economist at River Falls, he said, ultimately, the dairy industry will vote on a yes or no on these federal milk order reforms. He said, yes means you agree to adopt the changes. No means getting rid of the orders entirely. So critical to stay in communication with your dairy cooperative. Markets next.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped another 2 cents to $1.91. 40-pound block cheese, a penny lower at $1.84. Double A butter stood still at $3.10.5. On the closing bell, December corn finished 3.75 cents higher at $4.07. November new crop beans were up 13.5 on Monday, $10.40.75. September wheat a half cent higher, $5.39.5. Not a real good day for dairy. The September class 3 milk dropped 68 cents to 1977. October was down 41, 20, 23, 100 weight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stood on a Tuesday morning. I'm PM Yankee.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We will get into the upper 70s to around 80 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, a sprinkle or two possible. Otherwise, partly cloudy, low of 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and the Civic Media app. 55 in Green Bay right now, 58 in Appleton, 58 in Oshkosh. The wind's very mild at 3 miles an hour. Professional Speakers Day is today.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever, okay, I can tell you something. So Tom Zalaski put me onto a thing one time for a professional speakers thing. You know, you audition and everything, okay? And it went really, really good. And he said, oh, you can make some big money. So I got my first gig out of it, all right? It was like $500. It's like, wow, okay, I'll take that.
And was it because it was selling you? John Mino, sports
guy. Well, just kind of like, but it was supposed to be like a motivational thing.
Oh.
But I talked about other things, and it's like they send you a review. And it's like, ooh, I'm not going to do this anymore. Yeah, and she only paid me half because she said, well, it's supposed to be a motivational speech, and this wasn't motivational for our profession. It's like, I don't know how to motivate anybody.
That's weird that if that's a speaker's bureau. That
they paid me half.
But that's weird that they wouldn't have told, because their job is to match talent
with
the crowd.
Yeah.
A guy asked me to speak when I was mayor at his church, and I'm like, look, I'm going to talk about downtown economic development.
Yeah.
The guy's like, that's okay, as long as you have time for questions. So it, but you have to be upfront, because if they were expecting me to talk about, you know.
How do Jesus, I motivate? I'm not going to motivate anybody.
No, no.
Thank you.
God, no, you're the last person.
What's that?
Anyway, so we're talking about calling someone by accident.
Yes.
And do people panic and hang up, or do you say, how can I help you?
Okay, so I'm driving. And I wanted to call Todd. By the way, I had a great interview yesterday afternoon. I put it on my Facebook with a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. Did 3 tours in Vietnam.
Wow.
He had one bullet go right up between his legs. As he said, it came right up, right between his legs. And, but anyway.
Wow. In Stiles, right?
Is that what you he's were? Originally from, oh, yeah, he's originally from Krakow.
Okay. All right, so. Tell me about the
So I'm calling Todd, this Todd, and I see Todd on my thing. I hit it. It's like, ah, that's not Todd. Because with Todd's, I've got T-O-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D. Okay? And it went to a voicemail. So, okay. So I just hang up. A little later, I get a text. Did you butt call me? I'm like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I was trying to get hold of Todd Michaels, my producer. He goes, is this John Mino? And he goes, oh, my God, what a coincidence. You know, you tried selling me a house, you know, a few years ago, and I'm a big fan of yours and blah, 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 blah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it went on and on. You know, it was a cool thing. But it was. But what I'm saying is, okay, so that happened to me, and the exact same thing happened to you yesterday.
Probably
how bizarre
time.
Is that?
So, yeah, because I had to get a hold of Mike Daniels, like I said, who's the president of Nicolet Bank here, because we're working on a project together. And I went through, and I was in a hurry, too. I will say that, and that's how you do that. But I was in a hurry because I had to go report on my fundraising at this meeting. So I hit Mike Daniels, and it was Mike Daniels, the football player. And I just want to say that my recovery was excellent. He said, is this the mayor? I said, how you doing? And he goes, good, you know, out here in New Jersey. And I said, look, I'm like, I just.
Did you edit? Registered yet that you had the wrong one?
After he started talking.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
And then he talked about New Jersey. I said, how are you doing? He goes, I'm out in New Jersey coaching my kids. And I said, well, Mike, you know, I got this thing where I call an old friend once a month. And you were on my list this month to talk to. And so we had a nice visit.
Nice.
I just came up with that while I was panicking talking
wow.
to him. Right? That was a good one. And people should do that.
It's good. It's good.
It's great. That was a but, great.
It's good.
Anyway,
it's not the great category yet.
I hope nobody tells Mike Daniels that.
You weren't thinking about him. God bless you, Mike, but no.
Anyway, he's doing fine, and he's going to, when he comes back to Green Bay, he's going to give us a call. So
well,
we will get him on our show.
What you need to do is get him on our Thursday, because tomorrow
we
are starting Throwback Thursday with our brand new sponsor, Burkle's One Block Over.
Okay.
And our first guest tomorrow morning will be Rich Moran, former Packer offensive guard.
Yes.
Then next week, it looks like it's going to be Tony Mandarich.
Oh, he's great.
And then maybe Mike Daniels the week after that.
Okay.
So every Thursday, we will have a former Packer player on the show.
All right, the pressure's on.
What time is that, Todd, that segment? It's going to be the same time every...
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Oh, that's...
Every Thursday through the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Will be Throwback Thursday.
That will be fun.
Yes.
And we're going to have a player
yes.
who played.
Yes.
Is there that many? every week you're going to get somebody different.
Yes.
Wow. You have all those connections, though. I could do a washed-up politician segment.
Yeah, text. I'm forwarding this podcast to Mike Daniels.
Don't please. Oh.
Busted.
Oh. No.
Got a text here. Hello, I was listening to Monday's show. Tell Mino that I also got burned using my steamer. I set the steamer on my dryer that was running, and with the vibration, the steamer fell off, and the boiling water fell onto my foot. Needless to say, I had third-degree burns and a scar for life. Kelly from Green Bay. I don't think this thing will ever leave. I think it's almost like a birthmark. I scalded myself so bad. I mean, you guys both saw the picture, right? You guys didn't look at it very long, though.
It was tough to look at.
I didn't look at it.
Because of the burn, or what?
No. I just acted like I looked at it.
You didn't look at it?
I didn't really look at it. I didn't study it. I just, like, glanced.
It's like, I got it right I said, here.
You don't look directly in the sun. You just got to look up right. to the side.
I had to put on those eclipse glasses.
What movie was that? It's like the sun. You don't look. Oh, that was Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, Seinfeld.
About yada yadas. Remember?
Yep.
You don't stare. Why'd you stare? It's like the sun. You kind of glance at it, and then you look away.
I just don't. Okay, I don't
remember that episode?
No, I didn't. Oh. It's John. I didn't think he was that funny.
No?
Okay. Well, remember, he thought Leno was funny.
Yeah, that's
I,
right.
So, I was just, yeah, I absolutely do think Jay Leno is awesome. Jay Leno is so funny. He is funny. His stories are great.
Jay Leno's best part was his jaywalking.
That was fun, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he kind of stole that from
Conan?
No, from Howard Stern did that bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
There was a huge feud between Howard Stern and Jay Leno.
I did not know that. Oh,
yeah. I think there's a couple things that
Jay stole, like the Tonight Show from Letterman.
Because when they did.
Well, no, from Conan.
No, from Conan.
No, but he stole it originally from Letterman.
Right.
But,
oh, that's right.
No, because they. Remember, there was.
When they were talking about all this, he actually, Jay Leno, got in a closet in a meeting room and listened to the higher-ups at NBC talk about who they were going to put on The Tonight Show. The guy was hiding in a closet.
Trying Wow.
But he got the show.
I could never do that. You know what?
He pushed Johnny out.
I would probably sneeze, and I sneeze louder. You've heard it. I sneeze louder than any person in America. I don't know why.
No, I remember that cartoon that, you know, the drawing, whatever, like that Heller does that, and it was just a picture of Conan being jaywalking all over him, and they say that's jaywalking. He's just tearing him up.
I used to love those cartoons. Oh, Heller's cartoons.
He's great.
I think those are fantastic.
I bought the 9/11 one, the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, yeah, that was really great.
I think I hope he got the money for that.
That was legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's great.
He's still around. He lives in the West Side.
I know, but does he still do cartoons anywhere?
Oh, I think in the paper?
Yeah.
I think he got let go.
Everybody quit, did for whatever, a while.
Right? And then I think they quieted that whole thing down. No, but I still think he is. I know he still lives in Green Bay.
Really talented.
And he was always a great guy, too.
Really talented. Yeah. I'd love to get him on here sometime.
He would be fun. And I wonder what his best cartoon was and how he gets his inspiration.
Exactly.
It doesn't take him long. Have you ever seen him do that kind of live thing?
No.
Oh, yeah. That guy, you can. We were in a.
I would be fascinated to talk to him how that. Your mind.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, you could take like a huge worldwide or local or whatever event and capsulize it in a cartoon.
And everybody will look at it and know what the world event
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's.
I'm fascinated by those people.
I'm quite sure if he hasn't moved in the last 15 years, I know.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'd be, if he's still in Green Bay, I haven't seen him personally, but I sure.
Today is Raspberries and Cream Day. Love that.
Oh, yeah. That's
love
awesome.
That. Love raspberries like you can't believe. Today is also Engineers Day, Lighthouse Day. Oh, man.
I know.
I would give anything in this world to live in a lighthouse, to spend a winter in a lighthouse. I think that would be the coolest thing. Be up there when there's this huge storm, get the light working, you know, to show the ships and everything. I think that'd be awesome. I'd be a phenomenal lighthouse guy. I really would, Jim.
I don't think there are ships in the winter.
Today's Purple Heart Day. I did not realize that it's National Purple Heart Day.
That's cool.
It was on this date back in whatever, George Washington came up with the Order of the Purple Heart.
Oh, it goes that far back?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Did you see a thing where a guy bought a piece of an old tent at a garage sale out east and got it analyzed somehow, and it was George Washington's tent?
Wow.
Yeah, at a garage sale. Oh, you're okay, so.
I don't know.
Why
about
are you
that.
So? What's the term for oh, him, Todd?
A piece of canvas. You're you so, know what? Oh. You know what? George Washington slept in his piece of canvas.
Look it up.
This actually came out July 25th from the Smithsonian. The history buff, and here's the headline: History buff found a scrap of George Washington's tent at Goodwill.
Thank you.
Wow. And how did they? Would they take? Do we have GW's? DNA? How did they know it was his?
It said, I slept here, George Washington. Yeah,
like when you go to those hotels, you get those nice rooms, and it says yeah. so-and-so slept here.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. It's also Engineer's Day. Which type of engineer? Because I always wanted to be a train engineer.
Not a train engineer.
Okay. No.
Those other engineers. I have no idea. Whenever I look at the Mackinac Bridge or pictures of the Mackinac Bridge, I say, how can I be the same type of human being that somehow built this bridge.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like aliens must have come down and built these kind of things. How do you build a 7 mile long bridge?
Yeah. That's talent.
Yeah. Anybody that's an engineer, I salute you.
Yeah.
But Purple Heart Day, that's awesome. I interviewed a gentleman the other day that was awarded 3 Purple Hearts, wounded 3 separate times. One of them, he was a medic, wonderful gentleman from DePere, got shot right through the knee. Okay. Well, he was carrying a wounded guy out. Stayed there for 4 more days because the other medic got wounded and had to get taken out.
Wow.
So he stayed in there, bandaged himself up, and he said what they would do to clean it is they'd take a long swab, and it went through and through. They would stick it right through his knee one side and then pull it out the other side to clean it.
John.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm whining because I have an ingrown toenail.
Did I tell you about my steam burns from my steamer?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Charlize Theron, 49 years old. I've always liked her. I think she's a phenomenal actress.
Who's this?
Charlize Theron.
Oh, man. Did you see the movie North Country?
No.
Okay, it's about this lady. True story. I was actually living exactly in the town where this was based on. It was 1975 and 76 up on the Iron Range in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And she was one of the first women to get hired in the mines, the iron ore mines up there. And the harassment she took was horrific. And it's a true story. So look that one up. She was great in that.
Okay, tell me what was so the plot was she was treated. Did she come and did she end up?
She filed a lawsuit.
Oh, I thought maybe she ended up winning the mine or something.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So absolutely.
All right, I would hear the end of
it. Get this. Thank you to all recipients of the Purple Heart.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, you better believe it. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is.
I wish I'd known that we would have gotten one of our
Purple Heart guys on.
You know, yeah. Darn it. David Duchovny is 64. I never watched his show, Todd.
X-Files?
Yeah.
It's interesting. You know,
it seemed like you'd be more into that.
Oh, I think Todd's a little into that.
No, that's really more like UFOs and aliens and stuff. And while I think that stuff is probably real, I don't really get into that.
Wayne Knight is 69. Wayne Knight was Newman on Seinfeld.
Okay. That was funny.
Newman. Yeah. He was also in a bizarre way, Todd. He was in one of the most infamous scenes in movie history. Do you know what that scene is? I'm going to throw that out there. Newman from Seinfeld. Do we have a little prize package?
Yeah, I can put something together.
First person to get it. What infamous scene was Wayne Knight, as in Newman, in?
Which give us a clue, a bit of a clue.
So far outside of his character on Seinfeld, it's mind-boggling.
All right, but I want to
murder mystery.
Okay.
Murder mystery.
And I take it he didn't play Newman.
He did not play Newman. I guess he's lost a lot of weight now, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. He was also, you know what else he was in, Todd? He was the social activities director in Dirty Dancing.
Yes, he was.
Remember?
Yep.
Hey, everybody, time for Canasta, whatever it is. And yeah, shuffleboard. He was that guy. I'd be good at that.
I
could see you doing that. Yeah. Hey, you know, just quickly reminded me when you said about things people regret on their deathbed.
Yeah.
I remember my grandma before she died. You know what advice she gave me? When somebody does something wrong to you, never forget it. Honest to God.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now, lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. We got a great lineup of guests coming up our way. Who selected Basic Instinct?
That was Mark.
Mark is the winner.
Yay!
You know the interview scene with Sharon Stone when she crosses her legs?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He was in there. He was like the district attorney.
Interesting.
Look it up. And he's got sweat coming down his forehead when she crosses her legs. That's very interesting. Wow. Yeah.
Didn't see it.
You, oh my God. You did. You saw Basic Instinct.
No, I didn't.
You are literally the only guy I know that has not seen Basic Instinct.
I never. What was it about? Maybe
Michael Douglas, Sharon Stone, murder mystery.
Was that Greed is Good, that movie with Michael?
No.
Okay.
Nope, 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 nope.
Mm. Nope. No, I didn't see it.
Okay.
Sorry. Put that on my list.
I'll bet 90% of our people have watched Basic Instinct. Well, can I do that quick poll? Can I just do that to show that you are the one that doesn't see that everybody else does?
But you, why?
Did you see Basic Instinct, folks?
What do you think? I'm going to feel bad?
No, but I just want you to understand that you always act like, no, nobody saw that movie. What movie? No,
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
But you always act that way. Like, no, nobody's seen that movie.
I just think, I didn't say that this time. This time I said, I didn't see it, and I didn't see it, and I don't feel insecure about it.
You don't have to feel. I'm fine. I'm just saying. I would have thought that somebody like yourself, being in the public, going to so many things, it'd be like, you know, kind of a, hey, what'd you do this? Oh, I saw a great movie. What's it? Basic Instinct. Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Man, isn't that crazy? Yeah.
I didn't talk about movies when I went out.
No?
Okay. No, talked about how we can better the community.
Okay. All right. So anyway, also today, Rodney Crowell is 74 years old. Tell everybody who that is, Todd.
Well, he's a singer-songwriter.
Yep.
Was married to Roseanne Cash for a long, long time.
Yep.
Wrote a ton.
Did he write 7-Year Itch?
I'll find out.
Seven-Year Ache. 7-Year Ache. I love that song.
I do too.
Oh, man.
I like her music.
I like Roseanne Cash. I'm surprised she didn't make it like a little bit bigger. You know, like a Shania Twain or a, you know, Kelly Clarkson. Or
that would be big. You think she's that good?
I thought she was.
No.
And she was starting when Johnny Cash was still performing. So you'd think there'd be that little bit of a.
Right.
I love her voice. I love that song. I thought she would have made it huge, to be honest with you. But nope. So coming up today, we've got Elizabeth coming over from Heritage Hill. Love Heritage Hill.
And they have so much going on there, right? I mean, that's why she's coming on. But
you know, that would be a place for the NFL draft. Rent out some of those buildings for people to sleep in. Like the old bunkhouse.
We'll ask her that.
I'd love to do a ghost hunt over there.
I'll bet you would.
We'll ask her
I would love
too.
To metal detect over there.
I'm getting back in.
I'm going to buy a new metal detector. I've been watching lots of these videos. And then you know what I want to do? I want to go down south. These guys, what they do is they just basically walk these creeks and in Florida and places like that. And they find these unbelievable million-year-old shark teeth that are huge. They're like 3 or 4 inches long, some of them. Because that used to be the ocean. And they just walk along.
Hmm.
Or they scuba dive a little bit and they find these relics like you can't believe.
Cool.
And they're really valuable.
Well, then you can tell how big the shark was.
Absolutely.
A lot of history there. Yeah. Because
I would love to do that. I mean, I'm huge into old artifacts.
I would go where the mafia hung out because you know. you know, there's. If
but
not,
it's mostly cities. I mean.
But no, but you look at. I don't know about that.
Well, that one place up in New Bohemia or Little Bohemia. But I think everybody has searched that place.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's probably fished out already.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure of that. But yeah, that would be cool.
I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff. But I just read something. They found a bone or something, and after analyzing it, it really showed some size of these mammoths or something. It was just something small, but when you fit it in, the tooth, they find a big tooth. I mean, it's probably
that's what I mean. You should see the size of these teeth.
Right, that'd be very
cool.
These
shark teeth these guys find.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's neat.
And it talks about what used to roam the area.
Right,
you know,
what's cool about that.
You
can make that into a really cool story.
See, we don't have cool stuff like that around here because of the glaciers. When those things were happening down south, we were just like covered in ice up here. I've studied this. Why there are no fossils up here.
I don't know.
It's true. So White, have you ever heard of anybody finding a big dinosaur fossil?
Yes.
In Wisconsin?
Where? South Dakota.
Okay, South Dakota, yes.
Sioux, but that's not that far from here.
But it didn't get hit with the big glacier. What was the glacier that came all the way through
here? That glacier missed South Dakota?
Yes. It missed South Dakota.
Huh.
It's the Ice Age thing, you know, where there's that Ice Age trail. It came right
How
through
far
here.
West
and a little
did
bit
it
of
go?
Minnesota, about Minnesota, about the, almost the border of Minnesota it ended. Border of Minnesota and South Dakota.
Just making this up. I'm going to read about this tomorrow.
Okay.
Tonight.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Which one of us has studied archaeology?
I think neither.
Okay. That's fine. That's true. But which one of us.
Lisa.
Okay. But which one of us has studied this kind of stuff, like through.
Which one of us goes around and people say, hey, you know, love what you're doing. And he says, I BS for a living.
That's me.
Okay. Which is, we're on to that now.
Wow. I'm losing the basic instinct. 60% no. I'm shocked at that.
All right.
Jim, yeah. I used to be a rock hound, like you can't believe. Huge rock hound. Okay.
Okay, and you went back and then you got the book and you matched it up to see where it was from and what level and all that?
I had the book.
I don't believe that. Okay.
I had the book. And you know what else I had? I had a rock hammer just like Andy Dufresne had. Okay. You don't know who Andy Dufresne is?
I do not.
You don't know who Andy Dufresne is?
Was he in that movie?
No.
Basic Instinct.
Okay. He was in a movie you had to have seen.
Okay.
Shawshank Redemption. Did you see that?
You think that's a 60% they haven't seen Basic Instinct?
Oh,
it's going to be 80% haven't seen Shawshank.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yes. No.
Thank you, Doug.
Dead serious.
That is like classic.
Classic.
Movie.
One of the great movies ever made. Where a true story, tunnels his way out of prison using a rock because he was a rock hound and a guy got him. He chiseled his way all the way, tunneled out. Nope. Never saw it.
You really should see it, Jimmy. I actually think you would love seeing it. It's a great movie.
I saw Cool Hand Luke. We talked about that.
Oh, yeah. That's a great movie.
Wow, no, I didn't.
It's about graft and corruption in the prison system back in the day. And
I like that.
So I think you would. Can I put together a list? Todd and I both. Can we put together a list?
No, I don't like watching movies, you guys, because I fall asleep. Nope, don't. I don't want to do it. Nope.
All right.
I do. I think that, you know, things in motion stay in motion. Things at rest stay at rest. And I don't do that. Even if I go out doing something exciting like duck hunting, I could fall asleep in the blind.
We got a text this morning. Mino is correct. Glaciers swept away most artifacts in Wisconsin. There are parts of western Wisconsin where they call it the driftless area that the glaciers didn't come through. And you do find, you know, there's that kind of stuff down there. But
wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's you know,
that
science
makes sense.
And what?
No,
third grade, fourth grade, you learn about the glaciers.
Yeah. I remember learning about the glaciers. I don't remember the width. Like, of course, everybody learned about glaciers. We're never going to find a dinosaur here.
Uh-uh. True story.
She got $3 million for that.
For what?
That dinosaur she found.
$3 million?
Uh-huh.
We're coming back.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 11:33, Dr. Laura Hanks with public cervix announcement. Send in your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.